On Midwest Week, why Moline is unhappy with Western Illinois University. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Barb Ikus, reporter and columnist for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. So, Barb, do you happen to remember how long Western Illinois University has had a branch of some sort in the Quad Cities?
I know they've been here for decades. I recall when they moved into the old IBM building on, I want to say, 41st, 38th, something like that, in Moline. And then at the early on in this century, they started planning for the Riverfront campus. So they've had a presence for a long time, but I can't tell you exactly how many decades they've been here.
Yeah, and I remember maybe it was under Governor Pat Quinn that the Riverfront campus, the land was officially donated, and they started building somewhere around then anyway.
Yeah, as with anything, it seems like it was talked about for years and years and years before it got off the ground. I know a lot of the land for the university was donated. There was some deer land that was donated, and it's come from a lot of sources.
So what's the enrollment right now at the Western campus in the Quad Cities? What sort of numbers do we have now?
The combined enrollment, and when they're talking about combined, of course, they're talking about those who study, who take classes in person, and those who study online, which, as we all know, is those numbers are way up because of the pandemic, but they're just under 1,000 right now. Their number, when I spoke with Western last week, was 971.
And yet the city officials and the Chamber of Commerce have used some much lower numbers than that, haven't they?
Yes, and, we couldn't get an answer for why they were doing that. Mayor Acree had put the number below 200. Although she did at least answer, the chamber in saying that, to her mind, those online students don't count because they're not adding to the vibrancy of the campus.
Mm-hmm.
So that was evidently her reason for diminishing those numbers so considerably.
Okay, so overall, what's the problem between Mayor Acree and Western and maybe some other local officials? Why are they unhappy?
Well, it's not just Mayor Acree. Paul Rumler from the chamber has expressed the same problems that they have. It's essentially that the Western has not performed to expectation. The number that's been thrown around for a long time is 3,000 being the goal for enrollment at Western for the Riverfront campus, and they've never achieved that number. And so that's the chief concern. And then there are the smaller objections, that they haven't, Western has failed to take advantage of opportunities offered to them. They threw out the Bartlett Performing Arts Center as one example. Student housing was another. Western provides reasons for those, but they just have not managed to satisfy some city leaders.
So do we know who owns that land and those buildings? Is it the state or the university or someone or something else?
I mean, that's a good question. I don't know how they're going to transfer. Neither the University of Illinois nor the Illinois Governor's Office has been willing to discuss details of this. In some of the email I quoted in my story when we filed Freedom of Information Act requests for records, there were indications that the university and the governor's office both endorse a plan to transfer the Western Illinois University campus to another college, to another university, rather. And then there's talk about maybe there would be a combination, but we can't nail them down on that. As we talked about a minute ago, some of the property was donated. And so I don't know if it's officially in Western's hands. Is it in the state of Illinois? These are the type of questions that we haven't found an answer for just yet.
And I know that I and another reporter have been trying to contact the State Board of Education for those questions, and they have very carefully said nothing.
Right. It's obviously tricky for them, being in the position they're in. I'm sure they wish to support Western and they wish to support the University of Illinois, so I would imagine that's quite a juggling act for them.
Okay, so according to Mayor Acree, Paul Rumler, or anyone else, what are the alternatives to Western?
Well, from what I could glean from the record, they're looking specifically at the University of Illinois for a school of engineering. And, there's been discussion about, for instance, the new president at Western, Dr. Wang, he wrote a letter to Governor Pritzker back in February when he took over at the university. He's brand new. And said that, he had learned about these efforts to transfer of the campus to another university. But then the records that I found from Moline suggests that they're not suggest they it's in plain English, you know, there's a memo of understanding to look at the possibility of using the land that's going to be vacated with the demolition of the I-74 bridge in downtown proper as a possible location for a University of Illinois College of Engineering. That's puzzling because that would place that engineering school just a mile from the Western Illinois University campus, Riverfront campus, which has, you know, they offer 4 bachelor's degrees in engineering. Would this be a duplication? Would it be a complement? These are all questions that we have.
Now, have the people from Western said much about all of this? Have they replied to your questions and with any reaction?
They have. You know, Western's position is that they need more time. The pandemic has really put a stranglehold on academics across the land. Not only that, they have brand new leadership there. The Quad City campus is still relatively new when you look at university presence there. Other schools that have been in their locations for 100 years. Western has a number of new things that they're working on, and essentially what they've said is we want time. You know, we're doing our best here. We're trying to sort it out. Work with us.
And what about the fact that residents of Moline have just elected a new mayor to replace Stephanie Acri? Does anyone know if this might make a difference here or not?
Well, I know Mayor-elect Ryapati has been critical of the mayor's handling of the WIU matter. I don't know that she used the word specifically attack, but she's been critical of Mayor Acri's been fairly aggressive, saying things like, you know, Western time has run out, they've broken promises, they've hurt Moline economically. So I would look for at least a different tone. I have no idea what St. Geith's opinion is on Western Illinois University's performance, but she comes from an academic background as well, and of course her role on the school board. I would think that she would have a different perspective on this.
And does anyone or do the Western officials think that maybe a return to normal classes and schedules in the fall might at least begin to take care of this problem?
Well, I think that's what everybody's hoping. I don't think there's a university or a college that hasn't been turned upside down by the pandemic and the, you know, inability to have students on campus. All of that is affecting enrollment everywhere. State schools, you know, years ago before the pandemic were hurt by some funding issues and Western absolutely hopes that their future is brighter. They haven't specifically said how they intend to address some of Moline's concerns, but I think that's the hope for every university in Illinois and elsewhere.
And yeah, when I was thinking about this, Barb, it reminded me of the old Graduate Studies Center that used to be at Augustana College many years ago. And, you know, maybe there's some of this campus in Moline is not used very much. Maybe some other colleges or universities could offer certain graduate classes or something, some specialized instruction there.
And maybe that's part of the discussion, or maybe, you know, the Urban Land Institute is helping Moline to look at that land under the bridge where I talked about a possible College of Engineering for the University of Illinois. And so I would submit that part of their considerations would be exactly how to handle logistically, you know, can Western and the University of Illinois share some of the buildings on the Riverfront campus? Would WIU be able to use any of the infrastructure that comes, you know, with the vacation of the I-74 bridge? And, you know, I don't know if those details haven't been hammered out yet or we're just not privy to them. We do know that there's an awful lot of, you know, there are more questions than there are answers at this point, for sure, every way you look at it.